Simon & Schuster Audio presents Million Dollar Arm. Sometimes to win, you have to change the game. By J.B. Bernstein. Read by George Newbern.
To Rinku and Dinesh. As grateful as you are for what Million Dollar Arm brought to your lives, know that you have given me so much more. Prologue. Their crisp, white Million Dollar Arm uniforms gleaming in the bright Arizona sun, Rinku and Dinesh took the field. They had spent the last hour warming up inside the training facility, throwing 90-mile-per-hour fastballs that hit the catcher's mitt with lots of mustard and a satisfying pop. They were locked in and ready to go. About to face a crowd of pro scouts, the two were far from finished projects, but to look at them, you'd never guess that just a year before, they had never touched a baseball. Hell, a year ago, they didn't even know what a baseball was. These two guys, who hailed from the kind of small rural Indian villages where many people didn't have indoor plumbing, running electricity, or opportunities for work, found themselves in Tempe that early November morning to compete for a spot in the bigs. The experiment began a year earlier with a zany idea to canvas India, where baseball is virtually unknown, in search of raw pitching talent. Rinku and Dinesh were the winners of the nationwide contest and reality TV show. Now they were trying to make history as the first natives of India to become pro athletes in the United States. The training facility where we were holding the tryout, housed in an ordinary office park adjacent to a strip mall, didn't exactly look like the stuff of Cooperstown. But it was one of the top facilities in Arizona. Several office suits had been combined to create a beautiful, modern space with cold tubs for ice baths, workout equipment, an indoor pitching mound, and the like. Out the back door and across a parking lot was a strip of astroturf with a pitching mound and pitching cage specifically designed for pitchers and hitters to train. Behind home plate stood 30 stony-faced scouts. It was unbelievable, even surreal, how many scouts had turned out to see if Rinku and Dinesh could throw. These travel-hardened vets of the sport, who will look under any and every rock for the next megastar, couldn't stay away from our tryout, no matter how ridiculous a long shot it was. The scouts weren't the only ones eager to discover whether baseball can be learned well enough in a year to play in the pros. A huge crowd of media, including ESPN, USA Today, and local reporters and TV crews had assembled, which was very atypical. No one ever covers baseball tryouts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?